I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Friday morning, hey, Football Fridays, we broadcast from Borgata. Of course, the beautiful Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. But not just a Football Friday, even... And yes, this is true. Even more importantly, a Baseball Friday, because it is the dawn of Red October in Philadelphia tomorrow, and we'll preview it all today. A double preview show. Going to be a lot of emotion, a lot of breakdown, a lot of analysis for the Phils and the Dodgers, the Eagles and the Broncos. Look, we'll do it all with you. Obviously, it starts with the ball in Christopher Sanchez's hand, and it's going to be Sanchez versus Ohtani. Tomorrow, we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks today, Dick Vermeil. 8 o'clock, we'll have a ticket giveaway, the Eagles-Broncos game. So we are loaded for bear, and we know you are excited, and we're thrilled to have you with us at 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on all of it, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Researchers have identified 17 discrete facial movements in horses.
Wow.
So horses use facial expressions to communicate.
That's, well, Mr. Ed did, but that was just eating peanut butter.
Along with his larynx and
Well, I'll tell you this. One thing about playoff baseball is it contorts the face and it contorts the heart.
Well done.
I mean, get ready, boys and girls, because, you know, I was thinking back. I don't know how much people will remember this. Probably won't. So in 2022, and I actually listened to it coming down on the elevator here at Borgata this morning. 2022, when the Phils were on a very lengthy playoff journey, ultimately ended in Game 6, thrilling for about 3 weeks, and then, you know, brick wall, three losses at the end. I remember when the commercial, when you go to a commercial break on TV, I don't know if it was Fox or TBS, whatever the heck it was, they would frequently have this car commercial, and Fleetwood Mac's Everywhere would play. And it's a very soothing song. It's a very beautiful song. And I remember at the time the unbelievable freaking dichotomy between here comes on this soothing song in a commercial break, but I just got through a freaking heart palpitation. Like my reliever's just trying to hang on. You know, my batter's trying to get that big hit with two outs. And a lot of times that year they did. Obviously in the end they lost. But here we go again. Another opportunity.
Another great song. Here we go again.
Here you go, Ray. Yeah. So let's crank it up, guys. I mean, look. Want to hear from you on how excited you are, how nervous you are, what gives you confidence, what concerns you. I think there's a little bit or a lot of it, frankly, in every part of the ledger I just laid out. John, talk to me. What gives you confidence? What concerns you? Talk to us all.
The last few years of failure give me some confidence, but more than anything, because we learned from them. That, you know, so we learned from our mistakes. But Harrison Bader gives me confidence above all else. Harrison Bader believes more than anyone thought possible, and now it's kind of catching on. Hey, wait a second. We might be able to do this. And for that short little period of time, the world believed, and we were
You're talking about September?
Well, yeah, I mean September, and then as recently as a couple days ago, before the Dodgers won their series, we were the favorites to win the World Series, you know, odds wise.
Yep.
And the world believed, and I thought, you know, what an odd place for us to be.
Yeah.
What is this?
Right.
The world believes that we're going to win the World Series, and then of course, you know, the Dodgers did their thing and quickly overtook us, which, you know what, I'm glad they did. Because I'd rather be where we are now.
Underdogs!
It's a more comfortable spot.
Seltzer, get
Thank
that audio
much.
From 2017 Eagles playoff run ready to go. Underdogs!
I don't need to be,
Sorry to everyone listening on a speaker at home with a dog, because your dog definitely just went nuts at that.
I don't need to be believed the number one team or, you know, the odds-on favorite. I really do believe we've put together, Dave Dombrowski has put together a team that's ready to do this.
So here's the irony of what you're saying, John. For about 5 months, we had thousands of callers that told us otherwise. Thousands. So talk to us, guys. Where do you stand? And I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on you. I'm just being honest with you. You know, John's, look, I knew when we got to October, we'd all be pumped up. I also know from about February, frankly, let's go before the season, from about February through, I don't know, some point in August, a lot of people were down. All right, where are you at as this thing gets rocking again? Opportunity number four here in Philadelphia for Rob Thomson, for Bryce Harper, for Kyle Schwarber, for all of us as fans. I'll tell you this, 2008, kind of a long time ago now. 17 years, man. Been a while. Been a long time. So it'd really be amazing to see him get it done. Your emotions, your breakdown, your analysis, 215-592-9494. James, with you all due respect, I care greatly about your analysis. I care more about your pumped upness. can you talk to us?
Joe, I'm like, I can't freaking wait for it to be tomorrow at 6:38. Like, I need to be back in that building. Being down there the other night for the scrimmage, just, you know, I felt goosebumps walking into the building knowing that it was October 1st on that day and knowing what's coming. And if it's possible to be confident and incredibly terrified at the same time, that's exactly what I am, because I super believe in this group. It's the most confident I've been in a group heading into the playoffs, and I also think that this Dodgers team, along with the 2022 Astros, is far and away the best team they have faced yet. So
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's a challenge, man. It's theater. We got Ohtani Sanchez tomorrow night in front of the world. Like, I'm popping off, man. Let's
go. It's well said. Look, 215-592-9494. Devin, are you nervous?
I think James just summed it up perfectly. Like, I think the Phillies have a quiet confidence about them this season and going into this postseason run. Hopefully run. That being said, I, as a fan and someone who covers the team, who loves watching the team, Red October is my favorite thing really in all of sports.
I'm terrified. Devin, I do enjoy it more than an Eagles playoff run because of the day-by-day thing.
Well, totally.
I think back to, obviously, 2022, 2023, and that's why I'm so excited for this season. Hopefully we get more than what we got last season.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Shortchanged of a Red October last season. They played two games, right. And even those two games were fun.
You mean here? Yeah.
Here.
Yeah,
here, yes, sure. At Citizens Bank Park, and we know how that one ended. Yeah. So I hope that they can, you know, get their lick back this time. They do have a quiet confidence about them, and I think that they know that they can get this done. They just have to go out there and play their best baseball all around as a team against this Dodgers team.
Rhea, what specifically gives you the most confidence?
The way they've played since they lost Wheeler. I mean, just it was like business as usual. Lost Trey Turner. They just continued.
Yeah.
They've just handled themselves differently. I feel great about Christopher Sanchez.
I do too.
I mean, he's handled Ohtani. Now, I know he gave up four runs in his last appearance, but he's been pretty good against him. I feel what I'm laughing about is we all acknowledge the Reds are terrible, right?
Yes, average. Essentially, a terrible playoff team, an average overall team.
So, as expected, the Dodgers beat them.
Yeah.
And immediately became the World Series favorites.
Right, right.
I mean, I just felt, I mean, you want to talk recency bias?
Sure.
So, I feel extremely confident.
What worries you the most, Rhea?
Not the starters.
No.
A little part of the bullpen, Kirkering.
Kirkering.
Yeah, Kirkering's
a big worry.
Yeah, Kirkering worries me.
Yeah. So I that's a big one. You know, so obviously we want to hear from you 215-592-9494. Let me give you my outlook for this series and by extension the rest of the playoffs. So I'll start with this. I really believe this is a 50-50 series. Now, I will actually call it 51-49 and give the Phillies a slight edge because of the home field advantage. I think that's real. I think we'd be foolish to act like that doesn't matter. We know it matters. So I'll call it officially a 51-49 series. And if you want an official prediction, I'll give you a Phillies in five. But let's be frank. Let's be frank, boys and girls. Okay.
Phillies in five. Let's go.
I know, but let's be frank.
Oh man, it's gonna be so tense.
This thing could go either way. All right. The Dodgers are a great team. I agree with James. Obviously, the Astros in 22 in this one, two best teams the Phillies have specifically faced. I have tremendous belief and trust in the starting pitching, particularly, I'll say, in the earlier portion of the playoffs before you need a four-starter. I mean, in this series,
left-handed pitching.
Well, the starting pitching, yeah, in this series. I mean, I have tremendous belief in them. And I do think the Wheeler effect will be a bigger problem. The no-Wheeler will be a bigger problem the deeper they go into the playoffs. That is a concern. I have less trust in the bats and the bullpen, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why, you know, one of the Twitter poll questions we have today, because we have two of them, and I think this first one's a pretty darn good question. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Because I think if you take the main three parts of the team, let's push aside base running for a moment. Let's push aside defense. And they're not small. But, like, the main three parts of the team, if you really want to make it simple, is your starting pitching, your hitters, and your bullpen. And I think, like, across the board, I think all Phillies fans, at least for this series and probably in total, would say the starting pitching is number one. It's the most trustworthy thing of those three groups on the team. But then you say, well, what's next? Is it the bats or is it the bullpen? And you guys brought up an interesting name in Kirkland, and I agree with you. Because, you know, I put down a couple of players that to me are exceedingly important. Now, look, they're all important in different ways. But there's some guys I feel are more dependable. Schwarber, Sanchez, Harper, Ranger, more dependable. The guys to me that are going to be the swing factors of whether this team wins or loses this series.
Can I guess the first name?
Please do.
Brandon Marsh?
He's my second
name. Oh, he's your second.
He's my second name. And they're all kind of about the same. I've got Stott, Marsh, Bader. Now, here's where we're going to go down a notch as far as quality player. Kirkring. I mean, look, we all hope that the Sanchez and the Rangers and the Lizardos of the world can go at least six, hopefully seven. Although, frankly, I don't expect that much because managers typically have quicker hooks in the playoffs, as they should, as the frickin' Red Sox manager should have last night. He blew that game in the fourth inning, I think it was, whatever inning that was, when he let his pitcher have 37 straight hits he gave up. And next thing you know, there's four frickin' runs and the game was over. And, you know, the reality
is... That
kid's
pretty good for the Yankees.
It was extremely good.
Oh, my God. But
the reality is, you know, you're going to get a quicker hook, which means you can't just rely on just Duran and Robertson and Strom. Like, Kirkland's going to get a shot. Nola might need to get a shot. Walker Buehler might need to get a shot. I mean, they will. I mean, I shouldn't say might need to. They will. They're going to play. They're going to pitch. They're going to perform. And the question is, are they going to answer the bell? James, are those guys in this series, Marsh, Stott, Kirkland, Bader, Nola, Buehler, are they going to answer the bell in this series?
Joe, if I had that answer, then I would know that we were winning the World Series. Here's what I'll say. I trust them more than I ever have, legitimately. Like, I really believe in these guys to a higher level than I ever have. But I can't say, Joe, that when Brandon Marsh steps to the plate until he starts to perform in the playoffs, that I'm not going to feel the last few postseasons.
James, as the five-hole hitter.
Exactly. And again,
I mean, that's
wild. Trust him this year. Like, I got to the point this year for the first time with Brandon Marsh ever where the back half of the season, I trusted him when he came to the plate. I thought he would come through. But once the playoffs start, yeah. I don't know that I'll feel that.
So, look, I'm curious how you size up the bullpen and the bats. Because I think there's a good case to be made that the bats are better. I think there's a good case to be made that the bullpen is better. I think that's kind of a flip of the coin. Let us know which you trust more and by extension which you trust less. Now let me get to one more thing. Because this is not a small point. Bryce Harper. Tell you what, America. Now right now I'm talking to Philadelphia, but let me talk to America for a second. America, you should not be sleeping on Bryce Harper. I have, to use a U.S. banking term, full faith and credit. I'm being honest with you guys. I have full faith and frickin' credit in Bryce Harper.
You think he's been holding on to something, saving up for this?
Maybe.
Think he can just turn it on. I really do.
He hit a home run in the scrimmage.
Yeah. I think he does turn it on when the pressure is greatest. I think he does have a great feel for that. I think some guys can focus that extra oomph when it matters more.
And elevate.
I believe there are some, and he's one.
Yeah, I mean, he may no longer be the Phillies' best player. I mean, maybe it's Sanchez. Maybe it's Schwarber. I really don't know. I'm being honest with you. I don't know. But I know this. For this October, maybe with the exception of Sanchez, because without Wheeler, Sanchez becomes more important. There's no one else I'd rather the Phillies have that's on the team than Bryce Harper. And that does include Schwarber, in all due respect to his 50. What did it end up? 60,
56. 56.
Also, throw some respect on Trey Turner's name.
Well, so some. But,
some.
But Devin, not full faith and credit for Trey Turner. There's a difference. Because he stunk in the playoffs last year.
Well, last year. But everyone did. Everyone.
No, but Bryce
he stuck
did
in the second half of the Diamondback series too, when it mattered most. Yeah. He's horrible.
So,
been having a comeback season.
He has. He's played very well.
Off an injury, and we don't know how he is.
Well, that too.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.